Back here on In Focus News Radio KMEN, coming up on 9:52, and we're talking with Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. And I understand you'll have you're going to be having a meeting next week on the 12th.
I will. I'll be running a meeting for Governor Kelly. It's the Governor's Military Council. It happens quarterly, and we address subjects and topics here in the state that we feel will improve things like quality of life, businesses, defense industry. We discuss a lot of different things here in the state in order to make our state better. And the goal is to make it better every day and ultimately to make the best place for our soldiers, service members, their families, and veterans to call home.
And, you know, part of that, I know we have a legislative session which is just about 90 days away here, I think starting up sometime in early January. And this is probably a good time to start thinking about potential legislation that will be coming up.
Well, that's what this particular meeting's focus is. The Lieutenant Governor Tolan, the last Governor's Military Council we had, turned to me and specifically said, what legislation do we need to introduce to really improve the life of our service members, their families, and our veterans here in the state of Kansas? So we've got several topics we're going to introduce for possible legislation here in the state of Kansas, and they're along the lines of the Purple Star School Program, which really designates Kansas as a state that supports campuses that support our military-connected children, their families. And so that's an area where we look to get legislation approved. And then another area that we're looking as well is in areas like turnpikes. You know, I'm, and this is my opinion, you know, this is not a deal, but I've always wondered when Private Jones gets in his car out of Fort Riley, Kansas, for example, and drives to Overland Park to go shopping with his spouse, and he has a tax because he has to pay the turnpike tax, unless he takes some circuitous back roads to get there, which in most cases is not going to be the case. So there's areas we need to take a look at in order to improve the quality of life and really make it easier for our service members here in the state of Kansas. So there's things like property tax exemption areas we need to take a look at. There's areas that federal impact aid. You know, our federal students or military students, when they come here, communities that are surrounded by military installations, they don't get taxes from that federal installation. Those students live on that site. So in order to compensate for that, Congress passed a law that says certain monies, federal impact aid, will go to those communities to help augment those particular communities. And we have an equalization formula. We need to take a look at it. We need to take a look at that. Is that in the best interest of the state of Kansas? And so those are things that are going to be discussion points. I always welcome your listeners to come and contact, because I'm always looking for recommendations, advice. And, you know, this is a great forum. I always love to come here, Brandon, because for me, I welcome the calls and people making recommendations that say, hey, have you looked at this? Have you thought about that? And to be honest, I talked to somebody just recently about, I get in my car after I get through with these sessions with you, I get inundated with phone calls from friends of mine that literally ask me questions they should have probably asked on air, because I'd like to answer them there as opposed to trying to work through my Bluetooth heading back to the house. It is important that we get feedback from our community members. And I'm always welcome to hear, because somebody out there, no matter what the issue or the challenge is, when I was in military uniform, I used to tell all my folks that work for me in my organizations, somebody out here has the solution. It's just a matter of expressing it. So if somebody has solutions out there to challenges and things we're facing here, or knows of a challenge and an issue that we don't know about, absolutely bring that to the forefront, because we need to solve those things.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, I always talk about the sales tax on groceries. I know that's one that comes up a lot here. And I don't know if there would be that'd be something for like a military type solution, some sort of incentive program for that. That's been something that's been discussed, I know, at the state level for other reasons. But, you know, Who knows? There could be all sorts of ideas.
Well, you know, we don't have, once again, we'll mention, you know, you don't have a jobs problem in Kansas, you have a workforce problem. Mm-hmm. So we need to have programs in place that make it where service members that are separating or retiring out of the military here in the state of Kansas want to call Kansas home. And we need to embrace that because they are the less than 0.5% to raise their hands. I tell people all the time, are the greatest our nation has to offer. And so if we can retain those individuals here in the state of Kansas, our values are military values. Kansas values are military values. This ought to be our focus. It ought to be something that we go out and we recruit heavily and we bring those folks to the state of Kansas.
So if people listening here and want to go to this meeting on the 12th, when and where is that happening?
Well, unfortunately, under the current environment, it's going to be virtual.
Okay.
But if there's a Zoom link or a team meetings link, and they're welcome to join that. It's up on the website. And bottom line is these meetings are always open to the public, right? And I'm always open to recommendations and ideas from the public. So absolutely reach out to me and let me know what your topic is, and I will more than share the link as well, because I'm always wanting people to hear their leaders, especially here in the state. And Governor Kelly is very, very interested and focused on building the quality of life here in the state of Kansas for our military members. She was a brat. Her father was a service member as well, and so she understands those challenges and some of those nuances associated with being in the service and the sacrifices. And so we're in very good stead here to have somebody that understands that, that's at the top position here in our state.
All right. And a brat being a military brat, not what her opponents might call her there as a brat.
No,
there.
As opposed to me, I was a brat as well, probably on both fronts. But I just asked my parents.
Very good. Well, that's some good information.
You know, for whatever it's worth, my parents called me a brat also. We had no military background, except my grandfather was a World War I veteran.
Yep.
But that wasn't a military carryover.
No. You know, what's really kind of interesting, Dave, is I run into people all the time that you never knew they were a military brat. But when you mention the word, all of a sudden they beam and you have an understanding that absolutely.
Well, I prefer the brats you put on the grill.
The brats. Oktoberfest coming up.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you don't know this, but General Wiggins and I are co-MCs of Oktoberfest in Junction City tomorrow.
Yeah, if you want to come see us, come on out Friday at 4:30.
That'll be fun.
All right, well, good having you here. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you. Thanks, Brandon.
That's going to wrap up our show here this morning. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
Ken Coleman, Dave Ramsey, Dan Patrick, and The Game, all on the way at K-Man with the Chris Kleiman Show at 7.